The legendary pigeon's blood. What is a pigeon's blood ruby? The exact origin of the term pigeon's blood, which is used to describe the color of rubies, is not well documented. However, many people believe that the term originated in Burma or Myanmar. The name is a trade term used to describe the finest ruby color, from the purest red to a very slightly purplish red hue, as well as a particular range of saturation and tone. It is noteworthy that the term suggests a color spectrum rather than a single point. Traditionally, pigeon's blood was solely given to Burmese rubies, but it is now frequently expanded to cover rubies from other regions of the world. How does a germ laboratory grade a ruby as pigeon's blood? Uniform lighting conditions, background, procedure, and a well-defined color master are all used to perform color grading of rubies. The procedure closely mirrors the one for grading diamond color. Depending on how individual laboratories define pigeon's blood, additional non-color related criteria such as clarity, cut, fluorescence intensity, origin, and an indication of treatment may also be taken into consideration. The grading process is usually performed by one or more gemologists. This explains why a ruby certified as pigeon's blood in one laboratory would not have received the same trade color designation in a different laboratory. A ruby may occasionally get a different grade when it is submitted to the same laboratory at different times. Did you have fun guessing which rubies you think are pigeon's blood rubies? The answer is that all of them can be certified as pigeon's blood rubies. Please keep in mind that pigeon's blood is a trade term that refers to a color spectrum rather than a single point. Different labs, both local and international, have their own standards and definitions for pigeon's blood. It is recommended that you examine the ruby of interest directly in person. The results of lab report should only be treated as a reference.